The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. With a cry and a wiggle and a squirm, you were born. You and all the children of humankind come into the world that way, and from that moment begin a struggle, a pursuit that never ceases until that time that the Lord says, "Now lay down your tools and fold your hands, for the time has come for you to depart." There is no exception. The pursuit of security is universal as every individual that exists. And the pursuit and the struggle for security is also your prime concern and consideration, whether you like it or not. The Lord has established it that way, really. For into each and every one of us, into every human, he has placed the drives that deal with this, that are involved in the struggle and in the pursuit. For you see, man is indeed insecure. Through the fall into sin, he has lost the security and the peace and the perfect protection of his paradise. If man is to survive, he must struggle. And this applies not only to the physical, the material, but also and especially to the spiritual realm. Man never is, but always to be blessed. Man never has, but always seeks. And our Lord tells us that we should do exactly that. He recognizes the struggle and the pursuit for security. But what he does, he straightens us out that we do it right and successfully. Let us look at this pursuit of security as the Lord puts it before us so beautifully. It's a simple division. If you write a sermon on this text, it's very simple. The basic division, not how to pursue, but how to pursue. The negative first, the positive then. Jesus said, "Do not pursue, go after, seek for, worry about, and devote all of your energies in trying to get the things for your body. What are you going to eat?" Well, of course, it's basic. There is hunger. It's one of the main urges in man, isn't it? The hunger urge. It's a necessity. But Jesus says, "Now, do not make this your great concern." And with it, of course, take thought or really worry about it. But most people do, except us, I suppose. No, I'm afraid it includes us very directly. We have all these concerns, haven't we? How are we going to get along? And I have an idea that here at the seminary, some of you are really struggling because, you know, finances and all of these things are involved here. Not only with the food, but also with the other things, as Jesus says, take no thought about what you're going to wear. Oh, all these things. Even housing belongs here. I guess that Martin Luther summed it up very beautifully when he says, everything that belongs to the wants and the support of the body, and even the things that we consider the pleasures and so forth, and the relationships, such things as the nation, and you know, there are a lot of people awfully worried about that right now. and about the situation in the world. Even weather, Luther includes, doesn't he? Now, these things, Jesus doesn't tell us, now, have nothing to do with it. Just sit around idly and expect things to be done for you. He doesn't say that. He says, don't take this unnecessary, this inordinate, worrisome thought. Don't make these things, your own drives, the important thing. It's wrong. Because that really falls into this serving the master called mammon. And of course, we see this so pathetically today, do we not? The inordinate greed that has brought about worldwide recession and depression. You know, one man, a president in a year's time, couldn't do anything like that. He'd have to be a superman. No, it's people, people in their inordinate greed, their selfishness, their worry and wanting more and more and more. And that includes everybody, unfortunately, far too many of those who call themselves Christian are getting caught up in this so very severely. Now Jesus says, that's not what you should do. That's not right. The heathen people do that. And it shows a basic mistrust over against your heavenly Father. And Jesus points that out when he says, well, take a look at the birds out there, the sparrows and the blue jays and the woodpeckers and whatever. They don't worry. They don't even work. Oh, I guess they do pursue very energetically the seeking of food. But the heavenly Father takes care of them. Aren't you worth a whole lot more than sparrows are, or birds? Or look at the beautiful flowers dressed in their resplendent beauty. And you know the flowers, and sometimes in certain times of the year you go out and you see all these myriads of spring flowers, exotically beautiful, dressed like not even Solomon was dressed in all his regal robes. They don't worry, they don't spin. Aren't you a lot better than a bunch of flowers? Don't have mistrust, then. Trust your heavenly Father. That's what Jesus says. In fact, now he says, in the pursuit of security, you should really do it by coming to your heavenly Father and to the kingdom. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things will fall into their proper perspective, into their proper place and relationship. You get your priorities straightened out, and then you'll have security, then you'll have success. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek to be children of God. And he says, how? Through his righteousness. And that puts our Lord Jesus Christ exactly in the middle, doesn't it? It is only through Jesus Christ and the righteousness that he has meritoriously attained for us. As our substitute in our place, as our Redeemer, as our Lamb of God that was sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. And that righteousness is then imputed to us by faith. It is only that way that we come into the kingdom and into the relationship with our Heavenly Father. Through Jesus Christ and his righteousness, we become subjects of the King. And he is our King. We become children of the Heavenly Father. That is a whole new relationship, and one which brings to us the complete, not only sense of security, but the reality of security. For the promise of the Lord is that all these things that you need will be added to you, will come to you. The Heavenly Father will see to it. The psalmist said many years before this, I was young. Now I'm old. Maybe I could almost say that I saw that too, and I can say that too. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And beloved brethren, that is so true. And even when things seem to be rather disturbed for the child of God, for the citizen of the Holy Kingdom, it's a part of God's wonderful plan of adding to. St. Paul so correctly sums it up. We know that all things, even the trials and the tribulations that sometimes come, all things work together for good to those who are the lovers of God, who love God, and who are chosen and called according to his purpose. And the beautiful thing is that this security which comes to us removes all of our worries. You don't have to worry. Worry is foolish. It's purposeless. It's fruitless. That's what Jesus clearly implies and clearly places before us, doesn't he? And when you have that worry gone, oh, what a peace there is. But this security is not only for this life. For being through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, children of the Heavenly Father, you know when that struggle of life comes to its final moment, you can lift up and your head and know your redemption, your salvation is drawing near, and you know that eternal security is yours. Is all of this really so? We know that the majority of the people in the world don't buy this. They've got to do their thing. They've got to do their pursuing and their worrying and their greedy grasping. They've got to make things their way. Ah, it is true. And the Lord Jesus wants us to know it. He tells us that the Father in heaven will not forsake us. And he himself says he will not forsake us, but he will bind us through himself to the Heavenly Father. And in such a wonderful way he does that, especially, and oh, what a counteracting force and blessing to worry and to worrying about tomorrow and the day thereafter, all this struggle. Jesus says, I am coming to you in the Blessed Sacrament. I want you to know, and please remember it now, he's coming. He's coming really, absolutely, under the bread and the wine. He's coming to you and he says, you are righteous in my righteousness. My body and blood is the price of the righteousness before God. It's yours. Your sins are forgiven. Go out now with confidence, without worry, without fear. And you will have peace and security. Thanks be to God for his wonderful blessing. May we all have it. Amen.